A judge rules on an agreement meant to improve mental health services in county jails. A solution to residents of Tillman County who have lacked access to health care. And details on a survey that found high school students are making healthy choices. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Wednesday, September 4th. I'm Deborah Ashar. A federal judge has ruled that a consent decree drafted to improve mental health services in Oklahoma County jails would violate state law. We get details from Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Sierra Pfeiffer.
U.S. District Court Judge Gregory Frizzell ruled the consent decree's plan to implement a pilot restoration treatment program needs to be amended. He wrote the program would violate state law because outpatient restoration services are not permitted in Oklahoma. The consent decree is meant to settle a federal lawsuit against the Department of Mental Health. The lawsuit claims the department is not meeting state needs for restoration treatment, causing some people to be stuck in jail without treatment for over a year. Attorneys have until September 13th to submit an amended proposal. And in response to the ruling, Attorney General Gettner Drummond said the judge's concerns can and will be addressed. In Oklahoma City, I'm Sierra Pfeiffer.
Norman City Council held the first of two public hearings last night on the proposed Rock Creek Entertainment District. Plans call for the majority of the $1 billion project to be financed by establishing two tax increment districts. KGOU's Hannah France reports.
The Rock Creek Entertainment District would include a new arena for OU Athletics, restaurants, office space, and housing. OU Athletic Director Joe Castiglione says the development would be good for Norman.
How can we, as a community that's going to provide something, live, work, play to serve everybody, afford to pass up this opportunity?
But the logistics of the project are up to the Norman City Council to approve, and there's a great deal of pushback from Norman residents. Residents asked about the potential negative impact the entertainment district could have on existing local businesses and questioned why OU is not paying for the arena itself. Other residents asked if the proposed housing will be affordable and if the jobs created will pay living wages. The next public hearing will take place on September 17th. I'm Hannah France.
A new Tillman County hospital is being built to replace one that closed 8 years ago. Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Anna Pope reports, U.S. Department of Agriculture officials say the new facility fits into a larger effort to better health outcomes.
Earlier this year, USDA researchers found working-age rural adults die from natural causes at a higher rate than those in urban spaces, and that gap has widened over the years. Lacking access to care and rural physician shortages play into the disparity. Basil Gooden, USDA's Undersecretary for the Office of Rural Development, says the office focuses on bettering rural health, high-speed internet, and housing. He says the department has funded projects in the state and is trying to reach underserved communities.
So I know the number in Oklahoma is $3 billion, actually. You know, certainly since the Biden-Harris administration has been in office, it's $3 billion that has been invested in Oklahoma.
Funding from the hospital comes from a mix of local and federal funding, including loans from USDA programs. In Oklahoma City, I'm Anna Pope.
Oklahoma's annual Youth Risk Behavior Survey collects data from public high schools. It found fewer teens are engaging in risky behaviors than they did 10 years ago. State Impact's Jillian Taylor has more on the results.
The survey found from 2013 to 2023, there was a 77% decrease in cigarette smoking among teens, and about half of respondents reported they've never vaped. Oklahoma youth also saw reduced rates of drinking and driving, bullying on school property, and sexual activity. Nearly 63% of Oklahoma youth also reported having three or fewer adverse childhood experiences, which include things like experiencing violence, instability, and abuse. Joyce Marshall, the Oklahoma State Department of Health's Maternal and Child Health Program Director, says it's crucial to show Oklahoma families that progress is happening and to build on the momentum by further supporting families. For State Impact, I'm Jillian Taylor.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Ashar.
The candidates for November are set.
I know Donald Trump's tight.
Between now and Election Day.
We are not going back.
A campaign season unfolding faster.
Kamala Harris is not getting a promotion.
Than any in recent history.
Make America great again.
Follow it all with new episodes every weekday on the NPR Politics Podcast.